Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I may sound on top of the world, but I gotta be honest, I'm hurting a little bit today. Yesterday I had a major surgery that is actually preventing me from even sitting up and being able to record a new episode for you today. This is actually coming straight from my cell phone, but I do always vow to give you guys content, good content, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So today I'm gonna play an oldie but a goodie. I'm gonna give you the first episode ever of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast when I break down and compare Sam Darnold versus Josh Rosen. I'll be back with you guys on Friday for new and exciting content. Remember, Friday is a day where I do answer questions, and questions can be sent directly to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Appreciate you guys for being patient. I'll be back with you on Friday. Enjoy the first episode ever of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast recorded back in late February. Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode ever of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. I'm your host, Steve the Scout, and I'm excited to bring this show to you because it brings to life a true passion of mine. You know, my true passion, at least one of them, is evaluating football players coming into the NFL and making really bold predictions on how they're going to pan out at the next level. You know, that is something that I have done for years and years and years. Something I feel I've always been really good at is these bold predictions and these bold predictions coming true. You know, when Aaron Donald was coming into the league, I said, I am predicting this guy is going to be the best defensive tackle ever. People were like, all right, you really can't say something like that. Well, you know, 5 or so years into the league, he's looking like he might be the best defensive tackle ever. You know, when Geno Smith was coming out, I said there's absolutely no way anyone should draft him because he does not have the proper anticipation that you really need at the NFL level. And I mean, there's countless examples of this, but I can say that with confidence that I make bold predictions and I'm usually pretty much always dead on accurate with them. So that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, although I'm not really betting any money, but I'm going to be bold and tell you what these college players this year are going to, how they're going to pan out in the NFL. And I promise you, if you go back and listen to this, you're going to say, wow, this guy was actually right. So let me rewind back a little bit to 2011. So back in 2011, you know, I mean, I've always had an interest in it, but back in 2011 was really the first year where I literally watched the entire combine and probably watched days and days and days worth of film on players and made pretty bold predictions. You know, going a few years after that, you know, moving forward, you know, in 2013, 2014, you know, I had the idea that I actually wanted to be an NFL scout. This was going to be my career path. You know, to be honest, the person I was married to at the time kind of talked me out of it, just being honest. It seemed like it was going to put a huge strain on our relationship. We're divorced now, but ultimately, you know, I really decided for me that this wasn't going to be the right career path in terms of the lifestyle. You know, the constant traveling, being on the road all the time. You know, it wasn't something that I really necessarily wanted to do. So, but I never lost my passion for it. And you know, every single year since 2011, I have watched the entire combine, the whole combine, everything. I've watched, you know, countless hours, days and days on players, and then giving my evaluations. And like I said, I feel I always have a good knack for making bold predictions that come true, and that has to deal with players that are going to be busts, players that are going to be home run locks and players that, you know, are going to be hidden gems, diamonds in the rough that you'll find in the later rounds. So, you know, I want to talk about this year. I want to focus on, you know, one of the biggest questions that people have in this year's draft, and that is, if a team is going to draft a quarterback and you have the choice of Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold, which one are you drafting? So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my evaluation of these players, and I'm going to make a bold prediction and say which one I think should be drafted first. So comparing Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold, here's what we got to look at. We got to look at really how they compare on the game tape. That is ultimately going to be the end-all be-all. And by watching that game tape, you know, I've been able to grade these guys. I don't have an official grade like A, B, C, D, and E, but I can tell you in each category which one is better. Now, looking at a category like accuracy, I'm going to say that Josh Rosen is more accurate from the pocket, and Sam Darnold is a lot more accurate outside the pocket. So it's tough to make a comparison there truly and say which one is better. But I'm going to say overall accuracy, I give it to Josh Rosen. But, you know, Sam Darnold is accurate, and he's especially accurate and more accurate than Josh Rosen when he's escaping the pocket and on the run. But still, you know, if I'm just going to give, you know, overall ball placement, it's a slight edge I got to give to Josh Rosen, but it's not a very big one. Now, the next thing I want to look at is pocket presence. And pocket presence encompasses a number of different things. And we look at your ability to move around in the pocket and step up in the pocket. That I got to give to Josh Rosen. Where I give the edge to Sam Darnold is he knows that when a play is breaking down, he has way better escapability. And I'm not just saying this because he's a faster quarterback. What I'm saying is that Josh Rosen holds on to the ball for a very long time, and he takes a lot of sacks for that, and he often does not know when pressure is coming. Sam Darnold, he can smell the pressure coming from a mile away. I've seen it on so many games I've watched from him over and over again, that when pressure's coming, he just has a great way of extending plays. So pocket presence, you know, I'm going to give, you know, some of the mechanics of moving around in the pocket to Josh Rosen. But in terms of just, you know, knowing when to leave the pocket, you know, I'm going to give that to Sam Darnold. You know, the next thing that we want to look at is going to be velocity. You know, we can talk a lot about arm strength. Now, throwing the ball with velocity is part of arm strength, but throwing the ball with velocity is really the only thing that I look at. Overall arm strength doesn't mean much if you cannot get the ball in there very quickly. There are quarterbacks that can throw the ball very far, but, you know, you take a 15-20 yard pass, they don't get the ball in there quite as fast as you'd like. Sam Darnold throws the ball, in my opinion, from what I've seen, with a lot more zip than what Josh Rosen does on a lot of short and intermediate throws. Like I said, I've watched 10 plus games with each of these guys, and I've seen too many plays, and I just am very confident that in that particular trait, getting the ball in there quickly and zipping it in, I'm giving the edge to Sam Darnold. We got to scout hand size, but unfortunately, hand size is not something we're going to know until the NFL Combine. But it's something that we'll definitely want to take a look at, and NFL scouts are going to take a look at. You know, the NFL scouts that I've talked to, two of them have said hand size is the number one thing that they look at. You know, years ago when I was looking to become an NFL scout, I actually was able to get in contact with two guys that worked for a scouting company. Both were former scouts in the NFL, and both said the same thing. The first thing they look at as a quarterback is going to be their hand size. But again, can't do that until the combine. The next area where I want to look at these players is who has better anticipation. when Geno Smith was coming out of college, I knew he was not going to be a solid NFL pro because I thought he was poor at anticipating his open receivers and leading them into space. Sam Darnold is off the charts when it comes to that. Josh Rosen is good when it comes to that, but Sam Darnold is a few steps ahead of him. So Sam Darnold already, in my opinion, has Pro Bowl level anticipation, and he's really good at leading his receivers into the right spot. So, you know, anticipation, I'm giving the edge to Sam Darnold. The other two things that we got to look at is going to be field vision and mechanics. I will tell you that field vision, in my opinion, is a lot more important. The reason is there's plenty of good quarterbacks in the NFL that don't have perfect mechanics, that have an awkward sidearm throwing motion. Phillip Rivers has it, Matthew Stafford has it, and they are both good NFL quarterbacks. When I look at mechanics, you know, Sam Darnold has that, you know, a little bit of an awkward sidearm throwing motion, but I've seen enough of it in the NFL that I don't think it's going to be a hindrance to him. You know, it's not Tim Tebow, you know, he's really, in terms of his release, it's more similar to Phillip Rivers and Matthew Stafford. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, the throwing motion can be so awkward and so elongated that it's just, you know, you can't coach it, but I don't really think he's there. I think he's gonna be fine with his throwing mechanics to the next level. But if you got to make a true comparison, Josh Rosen definitely has the more natural looking quarterback mechanics. Just looks like a prettier quarterback when you look at how they move around in the pocket, and also just, you know, the way they step up and their, you know, their whole throwing motion and things like that. So I have to give the edge to you know, Sam Darnold. I'm sorry, not Sam Darnold. I have to give the edge to Josh Rosen when it comes to mechanics. Now, looking at their field vision, which I think is more important, I give more than an edge, but Sam Darnold wins in that. I've watched just a lot of games of each player, and when I look at Josh Rosen, He scans the field pretty well, but it takes him a bit more time to make a decision on who he's going to throw it to. When I look at Darnold, I see him scan the field faster, and he also is a lot more decisive in who to throw the ball to. So, you know, those are, you know, the overall categories and things that you want to look at when you're looking at NFL quarterbacks. Now I'm going to do what most people don't do, which is to make a bold prediction that I am telling you, if you listen to this in a few years from now, you will see that I'm right. I'm going to tell you which one I would draft first if I had my choice between these two quarterbacks. All right, so final answer, which one am I going to draft if I had the choice of the two? I would take Sam Darnold. He gives you better big play ability. He throws the ball with more zip. He's going to take less sacks and extend the plays more. He has better anticipation, and he's more decisive, and he has better field vision. I see Darnold having the edge in all those things, and putting that all together and watching the tape, you know, Sam Darnold is my guy that I would go with. I feel, although Josh Rosen may be a little bit closer to a finished product, Darnold is definitely, in my opinion, going to give you the much higher upside. And the things that Darnold, you know, has some slight issues with are things that can be coached at the next level. So I think both of these guys will end up being good, but Darnold is the one that I would draft.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.